Your taxes are due tomorrow, and while you may be scrambling to finish your return, let's talk about where that money is actually going. Daniel Klein is a contributing writer at The Motley Fool. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Maybe not so well since taxes are due. But let me ask you, first of all, how much is the average amount of taxes that a household in the U.S. pays?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. If you break it down across everybody, it's a little under $10,000. But if you factor out the lower income people who either pay no taxes or even get a small amount back from the earned income credit, then the people who actually pay taxes, it's around $15,000, which is, you know, a pretty sizable sum.
Okay, so what is happening then with that sizable sum? I mean, what are the biggest chunks of money that those tax dollars go towards?
See, this is where most people sort of get it wrong, because we have all this publicity about budget cuts. You know, we're going to cut 5% from NASA. We're going to cut 3% from, you know, the Clean Air Fund or whatever it's called. And the reality is about 75% of our dollars go to Social Security, Medicare, defense, health. It's really the programs that take care of people plus defense. Everything else is kind of a trivial part of the budget.
So tell us in a little bit more detail then, of that $15,000 that on average households are paying, how much goes towards entitlements?
Well, it's about 75% of it. And the reality is, so when you're paying your taxes, most people, unless you're an independent contractor, don't sit down and write a big check. It's coming out from your paycheck in small little dribs and drabs. And that's probably why we're not thinking about, you know, where is this money going? So, for example, 5% of our social services goes to veterans benefits. And, you know, most people would probably think, okay, that's great, veterans benefits, I support that. But maybe everyone doesn't support Medicare starting at 67. Maybe some people think, geez, you know, you could work till 70 and Medicare should be pushed back to that. So it's really, you know, your money, the money you're paying in taxes, the biggest chunks of it are going towards your neighbors. It's not even infrastructure. It's just checks being paid out and, of course, defense, which gets about 15%, which is actually historically on the low side of what we've spent for defense.
Mm. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people might rail against the idea of taxes for exactly the reason you're talking about, that the money is going to your neighbors. But you're also someone else's neighbor, by definition. And I'd say that's the cost of having a functioning civilization.
Well, I think what gets lost in the taxes is, you know, so let's say you take a hot button issue. Let's pretend $500 million is going to a program to neuter cats. I'm just making it up completely. And that could get a ton of media attention. Some people believe it shouldn't happen. Some people believe it should. But the reality is that money would be like if you have a mortgage, a car loan, a college loan payment, and you spent 6 months debating with your significant other whether you should get rid of Netflix. And that's kind of how we talk about budgeting. We focus on very tiny things, you know. So, you know, me saying, well, I don't want to pay for new hats for school children or whatever it happens to be, it's really missing the issue that if we want to cut the budget, we have to look at entitlements and social programs. But the reality is all these little cuts do nothing.
Yeah. Well, before we get too far away from the line item spending that these tax dollars are going to, is there a particular line item that you think might surprise us in terms of maybe we're spending more or less on it than we popularly think?
Well, I think it might surprise people to know we're only spending 3% of our budget on education.
Mm-hmm.
That's a small number. And it might surprise people to know that about a quarter of our budget goes to Social Security. So, yeah. You know, if you're looking at how you can make cuts the fastest, Social Security by almost 10% is ahead of Medicare and defense.
How are these numbers that you've been crunching about where our tax dollars go? I'm wondering, how are they different than, you know, what tax spending has been historically?
They're not all that different. Now, we've seen, you know, defense spending has actually come down as it relates to GDP. Of course, we're about to see it go back up if the current proposed budget goes through. And we've seen a slow rise in Social Security and Medicare, which is because our population is getting older. You know, so, you know, those numbers are going to tick up. And we talk about, you know, bankrupting the Social Security fund. And what happens is at some point, the amount of people who are working who fund that fund and the amount of people who are collecting becomes out of balance. But, you know, in general, it's not like we used to spend 10% of our budget on, you know, something on NASA, and now we only spend 0.25%. These are pretty much how we have been spending it in the modern era.
Mm. Daniel Klein is a writer at The Motley Fool. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.